With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sam Penniatovich.
Baby, you are so money.
Host at the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
They're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas!
Chicago guy living the dream in Vegas.
You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Merck.
Your money? You know what else? You're a big winner.
Sam Penniatovich.
This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
With Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
I've got my car and my ride and my wheels.
When I go to Vegas.
Well, that's right.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Our man in Vegas, Sam Penniatovich, joins us now. VSiN Network. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Morning, Sam.
Gentlemen, feeling good, feeling good. I'm trying to get over Sunday, but we can move on, right?
No, apparently we can't. It's a difficult thing, and Vic Fangio now gone. We've decided that he would have remained here had they just won a playoff game or two, and Denver would have moved on. So it's a very costly loss all the way around.
Well, I saw he's going on with, like, not Regis and Kathy Lee, but Kathy Lee and Hoda, Cody Parkey. I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go.
What do you think the first question is? It's about whether he got any hate.
What are the odds, Sam? Yeah. What are the odds?
Oh, the odds are that the favorite is, how do you feel, Cody? That's the odds of the first. How do you feel?
Yeah.
All right, looking at the eight teams left, Sam, how do you feel about the remainder of the field?
Well, I still think the Saints are the best team in the field, and Vegas is correlating that. They're the favorite to win it in Vegas, too, plus 225, so 100 makes you 225. Chiefs and Rams are about 450, so 9-2. Patriots are 5-1, Chargers 8-1, and then the long shots, Colts at 12, Eagles at 14, and the Cowboys have the longest odds at 18-1. I still think we're headed for Saints and Patriots. I know that's not sexy as far as, you know, young quarterbacks and long shots. I still think it's going to come down to Brady against Breeze and Belichick against Peyton. Those aren't, you know, like long shots. Like, I'd love to see the Colts, love to see the Eagles, but I just think this is a top-heavy season by the time we get to the Super Bowl.
What do you make of the Patriots this year? I know you just said that they're going to be in the Super Bowl, but it's not a normal Patriots year. It's just, again, you got a great coach there and a great quarterback, and you got a lot of past success.
Yeah, I think that Brady and Belichick figure it out, Mully, and it's crazy to me. Like, I talk to a lot of people, guys that bet, just people that don't bet, people that are good, people that are bad, and I can't find, literally, if I ask 10 people, I can find maybe one person on the Patriots this weekend, which, to me, it's pretty puzzling, because in this round, at home, they're dominant. 6-0, last six divisional games at home, and it's not like they've won by a field goal. 21, 18, 7, 4, 21, 13. There's a pattern here. When they play in Foxborough in this round, they kick your butt, and that's just the truth of it. But I still see 80% of the tickets on the Chargers here. So 10 people walk up to the window.
Wow.
8 of them are taking the points with the Chargers here. And let's not forget, I mean, they just played in Baltimore. They had to travel all the way back home to California. Now they got to go all the way back to Foxborough. It's going to be 28 degrees. This is Patriot weather, and I don't remember a round in the playoffs when people were so willing to go against the Patriots in their building at this time of the season. It's very puzzling to me. I feel like everybody's on the Chargers here, and usually when that happens, it's not good.
Sam, how much confidence are you finding in the Eagles going into New Orleans, because that's where they got blown out, but that was before the magic of St. Nick was kicking in and, you know, Nick Foles going down to New Orleans. I don't know that the Eagles are going to win this game, but I think it might be closer than some people expect.
I'm with you, David. I think it'll be closer than people think. When you get your ass kicked like that, usually in the regular season, you're chomping at the bit to go back. Now, I'm not going to bet this game, but the market has spoken. The line opened up. New Orleans was -9 in this spot, and I'm talking right away, within 15 minutes or so, bam, down to 8. So your early money knocked it down. I think by the time you get closer to kickoff, it'll probably be 7. So if you like the Eagles and you look up at your board and you see 8 or 8.5, I would probably pull the trigger here because there's going to be a lot of public money on Philadelphia when we get closer to kickoff because people, honestly, they remember what they've last seen. They remember not only the game against the Bears, but they remember last season when Nick Foles took over and took them to a Super Bowl. I still think it's a buzzsaw playing in that building in New Orleans. This team is much better across the board. You can make the case the Saints are better at every single positional group, including head coach. And when that's the case, I'm not going to take the Eagles here. But I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people across the country that will be betting the Eagles when we get closer to kickoff.
I don't know about betting the visitor, but certainly when you look at the Colts at the Chiefs, maybe you bet the over. I mean, that is going to be you would think the Chiefs can't stop scoring points and the Colts are playing a terrible defense.
I'm just so happy, Molly, to see Andrew Luck back and see him healthy. I almost forgot how good this guy was, yeah. Right? And I think a lot of people are feeling that way, too. Like, wow, he makes throws that a lot of quarterbacks just can't make. And you're right. I think the Colts are built to win. And Matt Eberflus, we talk about the offense all the time. The Colts' defense is maybe the biggest riser as far as, like, the power ratings guys in Vegas. They have the Colts at, like, 28th or 29th in team defense coming into the season. Guys, that's a top 10 defense. I think they are really built to win. The offensive line is amazing. They have 4 guys in the O-line that are top 40 picks. They've done it the right way. Chris Ballard deserves a lot of credit. This is still a veteran quarterback against a kid who's never done it before in Patrick Mahomes. And oftentimes in the past, Andy Reid has gone from stud to bum. Stud regular season, bum in the postseason, and the total has gone up. You're right. Open at 55, 55 and a half. It's getting close to 58, so there will be points here. I don't know if it's going to be in the 60s, but people are betting the over, and the Colts are a very popular pick, not only to cover, but to win the game outright.
All right, Sam, so the Bears are done. The Hawks and the Bulls stink, so it's never too early to start thinking baseball here in Chicago. Manny Machado, a lot of anticipation about what he's going to do. Obviously, we're waiting to hear his decision. Also, Cubs and Sox win totals. What do you think?
Well, Machado, David, it's funny you bring that up because we talked about this 2 weeks ago. The Yankees were like a decided favorite. They were like -$3 to get Machado. The Yankees are now 3rd in the market. So that tells a story here. The Phillies are still favored at +115, but the White Sox are right behind them at about +140, then the Yankees at about +235 or so. There are some inklings here that it's going to be either Philly or Chicago. Of course, that's been reported here. And you look at these win totals. The Cubs were in the mid-90s last year, the low to mid-90s when they opened up. Their win total opened up at Caesars Palace at only 89 wins. And the White Sox, their win total opened last year 66.5. It's up almost 10 wins. It's 74.5 right now for the White Sox. And I think if they get Machado, he's a 3 or 4 win player. That'll only be higher and higher. Cubs also to win the World Series at 10-1. And the White Sox already taken bets to win the whole thing. They were 60-1 to win the World Series. And now they're 40-1, and as you can guess, if they get Machado, those will only go lower. But I think that's a good sign. When you have a team last year with a win total of 66.5, and the year after it's 74.5, the team's going to be a lot better, guys.
All right, Sam, what are your favorite plays for the weekend?
All right, you guys hit on it. I like the Colts here. I think if they do lose, it's by a field goal or so. I'm just taking Luck over Mahomes in this round with guys that have done it before. I like the Colts plus the points. Patriots, to me, it's an ultimate buy low. I only have to lay 4 in a round when they usually went big. I'm in. And the last pick, this is a trend. The Cowboys in the first half this year going under the total. 16 regular season games, 1 playoff game, 12-5 is the first half under. So you take the total, you cut it in half, and you go under in the first half, 24.5. Those are my 3 this week. Good luck to you guys.
All righty. Thanks so much, Sam. Appreciate it, pal.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
That's Sam Panionovic, our man in Vegas. Interesting stuff there. We both know Chris Ballard. I'd love to see him pull that upset.
Be a great story. Of all the teams in the field, I think that's the one that maybe people are underestimating.
But are you confident in them?
When he had the under, Dustin had his mouth open. Did you even realize that? You literally were like, I think you were rushing to the window. All right, Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.